There aren't a lot of men worthy of your trust. There just aren't these days, compared to 50 years ago, let's say. And therefore, what you need to do is feel what parts of a man are trustable, rather than like across the board surrender. There are very few men, I don't know any, that you should do that with. But there are probably a number of men, and possibly your partner, who you can trust in certain domains, certain things, like, for instance, to ravish you in the way you're talking about. He may not know how to do that now that's trustable, so it'll be bumbly and klutzy, and it'll hurt you emotionally because you'll misinterpret his. But he can learn to do something like that. Now, does that mean you'll trust him with your finances? I don't know. Does that mean you'll trust him with children? I don't know. You know, there's a whole other domains that may or may not be worthy of trusting him, but that's not necessary. One of my teachers, it was a man in a couple, and he really is totally not worldly. His wife made all of the money in the partnership. His wife managed all of the money. His wife made every decision about everything, just about signed every check. I don't even think he's ever signed a check in his life. I don't even know if he knows how to open a bank account. He's really not a normally functioning human. So she really made most decisions. You could say she doesn't trust him with any of that because he would mess up. He really doesn't know how to do any of that. But he's an incredibly deep person. And spiritually and sexually, she trusted him a lot, but not in the world at all. So she took care of all the business in the world, and he ravished her, and it works great. I mean, not just ravish her, he ravishes her with true depth. So her whole life gets oriented to God through him, for real. So she gets the orientation to the divine through her body, spiritually and sexually, but she does, for him, everything else. She doesn't trust him with anything. So I just wanted to give you that as an example, because as our culture evolves and women become better at men than the things that men used to be good at, there'll be less and less that you could trust a man for, and so you want to find what you do share with him that's worthy of trusting. For instance, the spiritual connection, the sexual dimension, the emotional dimension. Do you trust, or can you learn to trust him, and can he learn to take the lead in any of those dimensions? That's the question, not overall who would you trust. So, you know, you made a choice. It was more important for that part of you to have those other things, it sounds like, than the spiritual, sexual dimension. Now, maybe that's changed for you. Maybe at one point that was more important, and now this is more important. Now, that does happen in relationships. People change and their needs change. And that happens all the time in a relationship. So you give it some years because you both, in good faith, started a relationship with certain needs and you chose each other. Now those needs shift. So you have to feel, okay, let's say give it a year or two, and in that time, see if what he needs to give and receive and what you need to give and receive can reintegrate. So maybe it's to his benefit now to learn to give you the sexual and spiritual guidance for his benefit. That is, he'll become a better man as well as serve you, of course. Mm-hmm. And so, but in the meantime, what's going to happen is you're going to be wanting to kind of like tell him what to do, or he wished he did it right, because you'll know what you want and he won't be doing it. And that's a crucial moment, because if you tell him what to do, or even show him what to do, like, you know, it could be trivial. You need a glass of water, and like you're going, I don't know, you know. You're cheating him out of a learning. So what you want him to be able to do is navigate your body, mind, and heart into divine love and ecstasy. To navigate you and him there. And this is my rudder on a boat. No, I'm picturing myself on a boat. I was wondering, what is that? You know, like so, you know, picture yourself on a boat with a rudder, and he's navigating, and, you know, the water could be rough, the water could be smooth, and what makes a good man is he could navigate through all of that water. Then you can relax. Now, how does someone learn to navigate through the water? By navigating through the water.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.